and you had to get something down in that kind of a narrow mouth thing, would you make something kind of shape for
a funnel?
A funnel, yeah. Funnel or something like that. Now, what would you, did y'all ever use coal anywhere you were at? What would they?
No, sir, nowhere except in a forge.
Forge?
Blacksmith forge is all I've ever used.
You had a, okay. What would you carry the coal around in? Carried in a, did you have something for it? Kind of one of the things that was narrow at the bottom and wide?
Well, I guess they did, you know,
I don't
really remember. We had one at school, and I've seen them around the blacksmith shop, but first, knowing what they had their coal in, I can't remember that.
Yeah.
The coal was about out around here, just the blacksmith shop. I can remember one at Melbourne. They had one at school where we used just a little bit, and that's only ones we used around here.
In that blacksmith shop, what'd y'all do in there, did you?
Oh, we helped fit up shoes in there, you know, washed them, fit up horseshoes.
Horseshoes?
Yes, sir, and mule shoes.
And you, yeah, I saw some up at your father's place. You would nail them into the...
into the hoof.
A horse has four...
four hooves.
Four hooves, right. Mm-hmm. Well, if you had something around the house, you know, that you needed to carry, you'd put it in something you could take it around in, had a wheel on it.
Wheelbar,
you had them. Do you remember how maybe meal or feed or potatoes, what the kind of bag they used to come in?
A tow sack.
Tow sack.
Gunny bag.
Gunny
sack. I always call them tow sack until I went to California, and they laughed at me, called them gunny bags.
So you know what a poke is?
It's a sack.
A poke. Talking about a pig in a poke or something like that?
Pig in a poke. It's a paper sack.
when you needed wood for your house, your father might send you out to get an
arm load.
Now, before you had these, you had what?
Kerosene lamps.
Yeah, right, but you called them?
Coal oil.
Yeah.
Coal oil lamps.
Nowadays, when one burns out, you just put in a new
bulb.
New light bulb.
Yes, new light bulb.
Before you had water, I meant to ask you, out in the back, you had a what? Coal?
That well or a cistern.
Yeah, like you got up there now.
Yes.
Your father doesn't have a sink?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The water comes out.
It's a faucet. It's water faucet.
Okay. Have you got one out in your yard?
Yes, sir.
A place where water would come out in the yard?
Yes, we have a water faucet. And a hydrant in the yard.
Okay. And when you, when maybe you were out in the field chopping cotton, would they bring you, something out in a barrel or something, and it would have a thing on it you could turn it on? Or you seen
spigot?
Yeah.
A water spigot on a water can?
Yeah. Well, you've seen those Coleman collections.
Yes, sir. We still use them in a lot of them. Of course, they're just a push button nowadays that we use.
Yeah.
Push button spouts.
Well, the old jugs you used to have, maybe they'd have a, what in the top?
A cork in the top.
What was it made out of? Well, that could be a corn cob.
Yeah, it could. Definitely use corn cob and that for a stopper.
Yeah. Yeah. The sort of things that you'd have around to drive nails with.
A hammer.
Yeah. Any different types of just.
Oh, ball peen, claw hammer.
Ball peen.
Sledgehammer.